we're talking about all the bad oil, this dirty oil that comes from Venezuela, but that's not all. In fact, it's far worse, according to Donald Trump, far worse. Listen.
Venezuela, by the way, is their crime is down 67% because all of their gangs have been moved from Venezuela to the United States of America. The gangs, their prisons are being emptied out, and this is not only Venezuela. All over the world, prisons are being emptied out, and they're being deposited into the United States. And also, mental institutions are being emptied out, and some of the most insane people in the world are being dropped into the United States of America. This country has never been in a position like that. Getting back to the electric car, they don't go far. They cost too much. And everybody should be able to buy one if they want one. But you have to get, if you want a regular, nice, beautiful, where you put gasoline in the tank and you can drive for hours and hours and hours and do what you want, which a lot of people want. You know, 5% of the people have electric, five. And that's about what want it. It's probably, you know, that's about probably what want it.
Yeah.
You can't build the chargers. Do you know that to build the chargers necessary to do the electric cars would cost more money than the United States has? The United States would go bankrupt. It would cost $5 trillion to build the chargers. You know, they talk about we're going to build chargers. And we don't have the electric capacity.
We don't.
And by the way, the electric capacity is made through petroleum products, okay?
Yeah.
The whole thing is so crazy. So they're trying to force people, and now what they're doing is spending massive subsidies so that people buy these cars. The United States is spending trillions of dollars so they buy these cars.
So when they get here, right, when they get here from Venezuela or Colombia or China or wherever, where do they go? What happens to them? Well, in El Paso, Texas, the illegals, they all line up and wait for free trips all over the country. Grab a bus. Grab a plane. It's much faster. Listen.
Okay, so where are you guys coming from? Venezuela? And you're headed to Orlando?
Orlando.
And you're taking a flight there, airplane? Okay. Thank you. Where are you from? De donde eres?
Colombia.
Colombia? Where are you headed in the United States? Where are you going?
Seattle.
Chicago. Got you. Hi. De donde eres? Where are you guys coming from?
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you headed to? Where are you going? Which state in the United States? Orlando? Chicago. Thank you. Are you guys getting on an airplane? No. Thank you.
There you have it. All over the country they're being spread out. And when they get there, how does it work out? Well, people in Chicago are fed up, for example. They're not interested in abortion. They're mad as hell that their country's being buried under an avalanche of illegal aliens. They're angry about the open border, and they're willing to say so in public meetings like this one. Listen.
No matter what these criminal aliens do, they're always released. It's not an accident. This is by design.
Yes.
And we have a garbage media that gets paid for lousy coverage. We have a media that protects criminals.
Yes.
It seems as if every level of government has been bought out.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It really makes you wonder how many seats in government have been bought out by foreign influence.
Like uh-huh.
And we have a government that uses language to weaponize the masses.
Uh-huh.
They're not illegal aliens. They're asylum seekers.
Right.
They're refugees.
Right.
And they throw these terms around so that the people of America feel guilty. Because nobody wants to be a bad person. We all aim to be good. But there's a distinction between goodness and tolerance. There's a difference between goodness and naiveness. And unfortunately, I believe the majority of Americans are not acting out of a spirit of goodness, but rather out of a spirit of cowardliness and naiveness.
Yes.
And we have the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights, headed by anti-American Alderman Andrew Boston.
Yeah! You see, calling them anti-American. Angry that they come there. We don't want to be bad people, but we can't tolerate this. And look, there they are, right? There they are. Looking at all these people coming into places like Chicago and New York, taking over hotels, right? Taking over hotels and schools, and public areas, and pushing out the locals. And pushing out the locals for the benefit of the people that came into our country illegally. And that's where they're going to be holding their convention, the Democrats, is the city of Chicago. It's going to happen in August. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a mess just like it was in 1968. We're going to jump ahead to Bite 11, by the way. We're going to wrap this thing up in just a second. We're going to Bite 11. There you go. People in Chicago are angry, rightfully so. They keep getting pushed out of the way. Veterans benefits being used for illegals. Benefits that could go to local communities like that woman was talking about. This is anti-American. We don't want to be bad people, but we want to make sure we're looking out for ourselves. Real quickly now, here's the final thought and comment from Donald Trump.
Now, there are the big topics. The open border, the economy, including EVs and manufacturing jobs in Midwestern states like Michigan, Wisconsin, where you'll be tomorrow as well, Pennsylvania. So I greatly appreciate you taking the time. I know that you're busy, but these are the big topics. Green Bay tomorrow, Michigan as well. Thank you for being here today, Mr. President.
Well, thank you. And just to not end on such, because it's such like a depressing call, everything we talk about now is depressing. We're going to turn it around. We're going to get it done. We're going to be a big car manufacturing country again. And we're going to just turn it around, and we have to deport these criminals that are coming into our countries at levels that nobody's ever seen before. We're going to make America great again, in other words.
President Donald Trump, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And there you have it. You can always hear the complete uninterrupted interview at stevegruber.com. Go to the podcast. You can hear the whole thing. Remember, you can also follow me streaming live on Twitter every day. So if you ever don't want to miss a show, you're somewhere else. It's always on Twitter. It's there for you, streaming live. And again, I'll be with him today. I might have an update for you tomorrow, of course, on America's Voice Live later this afternoon on America's Voice Network as well. I'll be back.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.